Hi, I'm Kerry McCarthy. I'm the Labour MP for Bristol East. I went out to Moscow last week for the last 2 days of the Pussy Riot trial, having been in contact with the defence campaign, mainly, you know, through Twitter and social media, and they emailed me and said, would you like to come out and observe? And I just thought, you know, apart from the fact that it would be an incredibly interesting experience, I thought it was such an important trial because of all the underlying issues in Russia at the moment that it encapsulates. It's the fact that, you know, it's the extent to which the authorities are prepared to tolerate protest or people who are operating outside society's norms. There's a big debate about feminism and the fact this was young women leading the protest. There's a debate about atheism and the increasing power of the Russian Orthodox Church and the links with politicians. So I jumped on a plane and went out there for 48 hours. And it was clear to me, I didn't see all of the trial. My Russian's not very, very good at all. And I had somebody sort of whispering translations to me. But it was very clear that there was an imbalance, that the prosecution and the victims' lawyers, because they were represented separately, had many opportunities to present the prosecution case. The victims, the so-called victims who'd witnessed the performance, or I think in some cases had seen footage of it afterwards, came along to give evidence. The defence weren't allowed to bring witnesses. They weren't allowed to cross-examine. The judge cut them off in mid-flow when they did try to do that. So they really didn't have the opportunity to put their case, to put their defence forward. What they did have, though, was the opportunity to make these statements, which is what we've seen at the being performed at the Royal Court today. And, you know, I think that's got to be seen as a plus point for the Russian judicial system, that the women did have the chance to speak out at the end. And very, very powerful expressions of what their political philosophy is, what their motivations were, and their defiance, you know, their determination to continue speaking out and not to be quashed by the treatment that they've received. They've already been in jail for 5 months. Two of the women have young children, haven't been allowed to see them. Nadia was prevented from seeing her husband Peter because he was seen as leading the protest movements, highlighting their plight. And they are facing almost certain conviction and perhaps jail sentences of up to a few years. But that hasn't dampened their spirit. That hasn't stopped them speaking out. And I think, you know, it's so fantastic that international attention has focused on this, and there's such a degree of international support for this. And obviously Amnesty has been part of building that momentum, part of that fight for human rights, and to be commended for that. And everyone's got to just keep up, because whether they're released now, whether they're released in a few months, whether they have to serve 3-year jail sentences, what they stand for is so important. And there are many other people trying to speak out in Russia who need the support of the international community as well. Okay, better go and find Channel 5. Is that right?